core IPC team, and committee members. The core infection prevention team starts with the infection preventionist, IP, defined as someone who is qualified through education, training, experience, or certification in IPC. These individuals may be leaders, educators, and collaborators from diverse backgrounds, including nursing, public health, laboratory services, and allied health fields. Requirements for this position may include formal education in nursing, medical technology, microbiology, epidemiology, or another similar field. Being qualified by education, training, experience, or certification in IPC. The Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology, CBIC, defines 8 IP core competency activities, which are demonstrated through practice analysis conducted every 5 years. These competencies are identification of infectious disease processes, surveillance and epidemiological investigation, prevention/control of the transmission of infectious agents and HAIs, employee/occupational health, management and communication, education and research, environment of care, cleaning, sterilization, disinfection, and asepsis. The IPC team is the group of people responsible for carrying out all aspects of the IPC program as delegated by facility leadership. The core of this team includes the IP, the chair of the IPC committee, the healthcare epidemiologist, if this position is staffed at the facility, and possibly someone responsible for occupational health or administration. The IPC team will be responsible for planning and implementing IPC activities and projects. While many persons may have an active role on this team, the IP is accountable for its success. In small hospitals, the core team may be comprised of only the IP. Key point: to be successful, infection prevention efforts must include all members of the hospital. Though the IPs are experts, they typically govern by influence and do not have authority over other areas of the facility. Thus, each unit, and each level of leadership therein, is responsible for its own commitment to IPC processes and accountability for performance. IPC programs are often governed or overseen by an interdisciplinary IPC committee. Having an interdisciplinary IPC committee is crucial to the success of the IPC program because IPC issues and measures often cross departmental lines. Note that in some situations, there may be an IPC program but no IPC committee, in which case the IPC program should develop other mechanisms, such as using a quality improvement model for getting interdisciplinary support for changes and actions. The committee should meet regularly, usually monthly or quarterly, and receive regular reports on the IPC program and the status of initiatives that are being implemented and measured. Members of this committee may include IP, Patient Safety Representative, Performance Improvement Representative, Nursing Representative, Administrative Representative, Occupational Health Representative, Environmental Services, EVS, Representative, Facility/Building Management Representative, Physicians Representative, example, the Healthcare Epidemiologist or Infectious Disease Physician, Surgery Representative, Pharmacy Representative, Laboratory Representative, Engineering Representative, ad hoc members from other departments as needed, example, Food and Nutritional Services. The WHO recommends that the IPC program committee be a technical team of trained nursing and medical professionals who are responsible for organizing, implementing, and monitoring practices. Programs in most countries are coordinated by persons with the necessary medical background, for example, medical microbiologist, an epidemiologist, or an infectious disease physician. An IPC committee is not required by the Joint Commission, TJC. However, some facilities may be required to have an IPC committee by other entities, and those requirements may also specify who needs to be on this team.